Good evening, Andrea Gilligan here with a News Talk news special following the violence in Dublin city centre tonight. It's been causing severe disruption across the capital city for the past number of hours and what has been unprecedented violence in Dublin today.
This was, I was reporting on the stabbing incident earlier today, and then around 6 o'clock, I had been in contact with the parent of one of the children who went to the school involved in the stabbing incident today. And so I had left Parnell Street East to walk and go meet this man. It was about a 20-minute walk away. I spent about 10 minutes interviewing him, and then I made my way back to the city centre. So I was only gone for about 40 minutes. But when I left around O'Connell Street, Parnell Street, at that stage, there were crowds gathering, maybe around 6:30. But, you know, there was just a few people maybe shouting a few things and stuff, but there was no violence at that stage. But then when I got back the hour later, around 7:30, it was just complete chaos. I walked towards O'Connell Street. There was a Garda car on fire. I then took a left turn. The one side of the street, there was a bus on fire. And then at the other side of the street, the Lewis was on fire. There was two buses on fire. I seen, you know, people lifting tables at a smoking area of a hotel and putting these metal tables through the window of the hotel. They were firing bricks and bottles at Gardaí. And then I somehow got caught up in the middle of a Garda batting charge. And I didn't know where to go. But I spoke to a guard then, and he told me to go towards Henry Street and just go that way. That's the safest way out of here. And then when I was walking down Henry Street, Foot Locker, JD Sports, there was just people smashing the windows of these shops and going in and looting. It was just crazy. Law and order was just completely gone.
I just want to play the Garda Commissioner, Drew Harris, because I know he's urging people in Dublin City Centre, if they're there, to leave and to get home tonight.
It's our responsibility to make sure that we police the streets. And part of that, we ask people to act responsibly, not to listen to the misinformation and rumour that is circulating on social media. The facts are being established, but the facts are still not clear. And a lot of the rumour and innuendo is being spread for malevolent purposes.
So that's Garda Commissioner Drew Harris speaking a little bit earlier on. I see Irish Rail has now confirmed that Tara Street Station is also closed as a result of the violence. It's their DART and commuter trains. They're operating, but they're not going to call at the station. That's at Tara Street Station if you're planning on using the Tara Street tonight. Passengers now being advised actually to go to Connolly or Pierce stations instead. That's Irish Rail, but also issues for Transdev, the Lewis, as Barry mentioned earlier there. Dervla Brophy is their communications director. Dervla is with me here on the programme tonight. Dervla, what's the latest?
Well, the latest, Andrea, is that neither the red nor the green line are in operation. And that is due to an operational decision that we had to make earlier in relation to the infrastructure and also in relation to safety, on the grounds of safety, that what we decided was to basically get the people who were on the trams out of the city centre and out of the termini such as Tala, such as Saggart, such as Broombridge, and then turn those trams and bring them back into the depot. As you may be aware, there was a tram set on fire tonight.
That's right.
Which was exceptionally shocking, as you will know, and you know, your listeners will have seen. And also the overhead power lines on O'Connell Street were also damaged by the fire. So what we have to do is we have to think of not just the service tonight, but we have to think of the service tomorrow and the service in the coming days, and to try to mitigate and to try to weigh it all up. And therefore that decision was made earlier on from an operational perspective to move out and then to look to tomorrow.
Dervla, just with regards to the Lewis carriages that were damaged today, where exactly did that happen? On what part of the line?
Yeah, so the tram was on over O'Connell Street. Now, we had actually moved that tram, to the best of my knowledge, from where it was, which was possibly down in the Parnell area. And we had moved it further up the line to Upper O'Connell Street. And thankfully, there were no passengers on board and there were no staff. So it was a stationary tram.
But I'm sure, Dervla, you've been talking to staff and your management and reps there. I'm sure your staff must be terribly frightened by what they've witnessed tonight.
Well, actually, we have a crisis management team, you know, sort of meeting on the hour every hour, currently meeting at the moment. And yes, I would say to you that, you know, staff were very shocked by the scenes that they saw earlier on today. And I would like to thank all the staff for their support that they've given us all the way through the evening. Many people have phoned in to say that whatever needs to be done, they'll be there tonight and they'll be there tomorrow morning. So I just want to thank them for all that support. And that absolutely tomorrow we will be running a red and green line service. I would say that at the moment it looks like the city centre section of the red and green lines will be difficult to run. And that will be down to the issue with the overhead power line.
So that's all city centre, Dervla, just for people listening, is it?
Well, what I will say to you, Andrea, is that it's probably best to check the Lewis web and the app in the morning time. But certainly, if you go by what damage has been caused this evening, I would anticipate that the green line would go from Bride's Glen into St. Stephen's Green. And I would anticipate that the red line would go from the Talla and Saggart area into the city centre, like, for example, Smithfield, where there's a natural turning point. But I can't confirm at this point that the actual city centre in the morning time will be up and running.
OK, so people, if they're looking for information, if they're
the
in work...
The web and the app.
Yeah,
and
go on to the...
customer service 0818 300 604. My colleagues will be in from 5:30 tomorrow morning.
OK, all right, Dervla, listen, thank you very much for joining us here on this News Talk News special tonight. That's Dervla Brophy, who's the Communications Director from Transdev. I just see in the past few moments as well, actually, all Dublin bus services are now currently suspended. So that's from 10:15 tonight, all Dublin bus services currently suspended. Barry White... people who were at the Anne Marie gig not to return to the city centre. Motorists now been urged to use the Port Tunnel and to leave that area. You're listening to a News Talk News special here with Andrea Gilligan. Former Taoiseach Bertie Ahern on the line. Bertie, your reaction to what's happened in our capital city?
Yeah, I think first of all, it was a very sad day what happened in Parnell Square. I mean, just to say, I know that school and I know that area inside out. I was in town at the time. I was in Garner Street, not that far away. And, you know, it's so sad. And I know that lady is fighting for her life and listen to the latest reports in the matter. And still one of the young kids, you know, seriously injured. So I think her thoughts are with those. What's happened since then has just been so sad and appalling because, you know, I've watched the flow of guards coming in from every region coming in the Drumcondra Road tonight. I mean, they've been coming in from the outskirts and in their vans and their cars. And, you know, it's just been nonstop since about 6:30 to 7. And, you know, it's so bad. I mean, you'd hope people just cop on and be calm because the damage it does to the city. I mean, we're on the run into Christmas a month to go, big shopping time. You know, a lot of people come into town, come into the city. It's been so peaceful and so good. I know we had a few events during the summer, but they were serious, they were small in the overall thing. And tonight, unfortunately, we're talking on News Talk, but unfortunately, the news has gone all over Europe, and all you have to do is, I'm sure you've done it there, it's all over BBC, it's all over Sky, which means it's all over Europe because Sky Europe are carrying it. So, and that's a terrible story for our city, and our city deserve better than that. And I think, as Nyla said there, I don't think we've seen a night like this for a long, long time. You have to go back 30 or 40 years.
Services as well. If you're tuned into us, I just want to bring you some of the updated information. I see the management at the Rotunda Maternity Hospital in Dublin now reminding patients that the hospital, it is fully operational and providing normal out-of-hours services. Patients advise that should they need any urgent medical attention, you should present to the hospital as normal while taking the appropriate personal security precautions. And that's just the latest statement in now tonight here at 10:30 from the Rotunda Maternity Hospital in Dublin. I just want to mention too, I see in the past couple of minutes, Transport Minister Eamon Ryan appealing for calm in the city centre. He's advising people now just to check in with transport operators before travelling. There is a statement too from the transport, the Department of Transport. The Minister has been in touch with also Taoiseach Thonaisch, the Justice Minister, who are obviously keeping him updated with the situation. I spoke to Dervla Brophy here from Transdev. Of course, the Lewis services severely affected by tonight's disruption too. Check their website, check their app, call their helpline. That's the latest too from Transdev there tonight. The Lord Mayor of Dublin, Dáithí Do Rushda, is with me here in studio. Dáithí, thank you for coming in and joining us. Your reaction to what's happened as the Lord Mayor here tonight?
It's a dark day for Dublin. Very, very dark day for Dublin. It's not something I've ever seen in the time I've been alive. And from the devastation of this afternoon to the absolute disgust of what's gone on across the city. Homes across this country now, tonight, hearts are breaking for those young kids and their carer that were involved in a knife incident today. And here we are with special news programmes going on, talking about a city that's burning and a city in flames. It's just not good enough.
That's not an understatement. I mean, when we look at the footage and the pictures, I spoke to Barry White, our own reporter who's been there, Neil Ring as well, the councillor. I mean, I've watched Garda cars being deliberately set alight tonight. Transdev Lewis carriages as well. I mean,
and that's it. Like, the point I'm making is, and it keeps getting me, is the same emergency services that attended that scene today are the ones being attacked by thugs tonight. If you take Dublin Fire Brigade, Dublin Fire Brigade had, just by pure coincidence, were on a call today and they had 3 fire engines with 15 paramedics literally around the corner. They were on the scene within a couple of minutes today. Tonight, a Dublin fire engine has been smashed up and just cruised off the road. The guards that responded so quickly and apprehended the suspect following interjections from very brave members of the public, they're the same Gardaí that we see on social media that are being attacked, that are being hit, that their cars are being burned. And it's just a sad, sad reflection of what's going on in our city tonight.
You are listening to a News Talk news special with myself, Andrea Gilligan, here tonight, just approaching 20 to 11 on the 23rd of November. We're talking about the violence that has erupted in Dublin city centre. It's continued in our capital city for the past number of hours. And Sean O'Regan from the news team here at News Talk is with me in studio. Sean, what's the latest now with what's happening?
Well, Andrea, the latest is that 400 Gardaí are deployed on foot as the violence still sweeps across the city this evening. Dublin Fire Brigade have just tweeted saying that their fire engines are also busy as they deal with incidents across the city and county of Dublin. Our firefighter paramedics live and work in the community to serve the community, they say, and we're here to help everyone, so please let our crews do the work and go home safe. That a tweet from Dublin Fire Brigade. Signs have been put up on those big electronic signs that you see on the roads around the country. And on the way into the city tonight, they simply say in all caps, avoid city centre. So that's showing the worry that people have and how concerned authorities are about what's going on just a couple of hundred metres away from us, really.
What about the transport? Literally right now, while I'm talking to you, it's the footage is O'Connell Bridge in Dublin. There's the Dublin bus now set alight. This is Sky News, 12 minutes past 11.
Well, just on that, Andrew, just so people understand, there was a Dublin bus driver on one of those buses on O'Connell Bridge physically pulled from that bus and was punched and dragged off that bus before that bus was set alight. And the only crime he committed is that he was not white. And that, those people, and again, it's always amazing when this type of things happen, not in this type of scale, but those right-wingers who populate social media, the faces people don't come out and talk to the likes of me and make themselves known. Because, honestly, again, Andrew, you can probably detect the anger in my voice, certainly, that I do not, and I've been in this country, lived in this country, born here in this country, proud of this country, and I've never in my life, I want again to see those type of scenes. And those people should be getting a very strong message from the likes of me and others, as I said, that there's no place for you in our society. Go back into your little rabbit holes and go back into your drains where you came from. And that's the anger I feel tonight. And again, the people that I represent were out there tonight trying their best to provide transport services. and it's a sad state of affairs, and they can't be left go about their work. And what's even more sad around there is people stuck in the city tonight that we can't bring home tonight.
I'm actually just services. As we're thinking, talking about this, I'm thinking of businesses that are still open, that have staff in Dublin city centre tonight, and how they are going to get home, and you know, and how safe that will be for them. I know when I made my way in here tonight as well, Dermot, the taxi driver, the taxi that I got to bring me into work, told me that some of the other taxi drivers, and he actually played the message, the voice note for me, that has been shared among, I presume, taxi drivers in a WhatsApp group in Dublin, was that the message among some of them, as I said, this is just a message shared from one taxi driver to another, was that they were concerned about the potential for hijacking among taxi drivers, and that was a message being sent out.
Andrea, on that, again, we would obviously, you know, I hope World Ring of Hollywood, apologies to the people that are stuffing it, just mentioned that point already. But again, the taxi drivers that you mentioned, again, there's a broad demographic in terms of, you know, the nationality that would drive taxis, and of course they're going to be fearing for what they themselves are witnessing. And again, I make the point, and sorry for labouring the point, but these people that engage in this type of actions, they're not represent us. I would suggest that again over the next few days and weeks.
Stay with us. I just want to bring in David Hall too, Pat. David's the owner of the Lifeline Ambulance, because David, you were in town too earlier tonight.
Yeah, I think I'd like to echo what Pat has said. I know you Declan on earlier on. I think today is a shameful day for anyone who's from Dublin, anyone who's Irish. Obviously the talks with the kids and their minder, and indeed you know, the Deliveroo driver and those who were at the Stardust who came across and helped, because this could have been a lot worse. And this has nothing to do with racism. This has got nothing to do with immigration. Foot Locker doesn't have anything to do with immigration in Ireland. Arnott has nothing to do with immigration in Ireland. These are thugs who, as Pat has said, think they're above the law, who can push around our police force in plain sight in front of everybody in town. I had two of my kids in Pier Street station today, train station. I had to send one of my ambulances in to collect them to get them home safely. The place is completely unsafe. And Dublin, this has been bubbling for months upon months, if not years. Every Tom, Dick and Harry in Dublin knows Dublin's been unsafe. There's been an air of tension, an air of thuggery surrounding Dublin at every hand's turn. How the Gardaí didn't know once this incident happened in Parnell Street today that what was going to happen this evening was inevitable, and 3 hours later 400 guards descended upon Dublin. Every other European city has experienced such an attack of some shape or form that always should have had preparation to protect the city. These are thugs. They think they can run around the place. They went off and got their shoes and robbed the place blind today, and there are no consequences. There are no consequences for doing what was done today.
How dare
people surround Gardaí and isolate Gardaí on their own? How they kept their cool is beyond me, and a testament to them. Mm. Ambulance staff, fire staff. I've my own ambulance staff in Dublin City today, bringing staff from hospitals home because they're terrified to go on their bicycles to cycle around.
Imagine a
hospital in the city.
I know.
They're terrified. They're terrified. Like, now everyone's now sort of saying, one of the cleaners in the building in town earlier on, who's a lovely lady, was sitting in the car park waiting to decide, does she go on a bicycle to cycle home? One of the guys gave her a lift home. Does she go on her bicycle and cycle home? Having walked through town, I mean, shouted at. Because this is an excuse of thugs to shout at people to pretend this is an immigration thing. The only people who should be deported are those people who are scumbags in town tonight, abusing people and terrorising the state, and terrorising kids at concerts, and upsetting and upending the entire city, with many people not able to make it to work tomorrow morning. They're the people who should be deported. Yeah.
David, just in relation to your own members and staff from Lifeline Ambulance, you were obviously, you know, called in, and you were there, and you were dealing with this. How many staff and members, paramedics, had you deployed tonight, David? Or today,
we had five ambulances around the city today moving patients for different hospitals amongst a difficult situation for everybody, and a very emotional situation for many around the city. And again, we would look after all of the transport of patients for the HSE for many of the main hospitals up and from, to and from the city. And we have patients sitting in the back of ambulances trying to get back to the main hospital where they've been post-test today while all of this is going on. And indeed, going in and out, dealing with hospital staff and trying to help where humanly can. The fire brigade and the HSE were taking the brunt of this today and did a stellar job in that, yet got abused.